Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, continuing to build more roads to alleviate congestion is precisely the kind of failed thinking that has resulted in our capital becoming the 10th most congested city in the world. So says Brian Caulfield, professor in transportation at the Centre of Transport Research at Trinity College in Dublin, in the Irish Times today. And Brian joins us on the show. Brian, you're very welcome. Explain, because a lot of people are probably listening to us right now on the M50, crawling along at 20 kilometres per hour, pulling their hair out. Explain why an outer ring road won't solve their problem.
Yes, and there are lots of people. I just checked on the M50 and on the TomTom congestion index. It's very busy out there right now. Why other roads won't work? Back as soon as we finished the M50, the first thing we did was widen it. That resulted in congestion. About 10 years ago, there was a report published by TII that said the best way to alleviate congestion on that road was to do multi-point tolling. In terms of building another road, the two options that have been floated around there is an outer orbital. There is some merit to having some strategic link, say, between the N4 and the N3 that might alleviate some of the congestion. The other one was to build the Eastern Bypass, which would be a motorway that would essentially go underneath Dublin Bay. There's never been a road built on the planet that hasn't resulted in more congestion. All we would really be doing is kicking the can down the road for another couple of years. And then where do we build the next motorway?
And Brian, explain why that is. Because when a new road is first built, it isn't congested. It sort of does alleviate congestion. So what goes wrong?
Basically, over time, people see that this road now is quicker. People then move their trips and people move houses as well because, you know, they can live further away and they could travel at the same time. And then over a number of years, basically, what happens is that the demand for the road increases to such a point that the congestion is often worse than it was prior to the new road or the change in the road happening.
Okay. I appreciate everything you're saying, but would it work? I sound like I'm desperate for a road to be built, but would it work for them to build roads in conjunction with public transport? Because I'm thinking of where I live, selfishly. I live in North Wicklow. If I want to go to the airport, the M50... or bus is really the way to go, and there is no public transport. There's not even an air coach anymore. So, like, we are in our cars. We are either in our private cars or we are in taxis or getting lifts from friends. We're doing whatever. So the M50 is our only possibility. Would it be the case that another road in conjunction with good public transport for people who had good public transport or it was available to them because of population densities, that would be a solution?
See, what would happen, yes, it would be a solution. It would be a solution that would work for a number of years. And then we would be back at square one. What would happen is if you would build a road, the road will always be built quicker. When you do a cost-benefit analysis, it will always have a positive cost-benefit analysis. So when the road is there, then the argument for the public transport to happen starts to wane over time. But yes, we do need to build public transport. And the plan that came out there last week cancelled or pushed a lot of projects of public transport that could alleviate the congestion on the M50 further down the road.
Okay, so if another road isn't the solution, what short-term solutions are available? And I'm saying short-term deliberately because the last several times I have been on the M50, and I am not even talking about at rush hours, morning or evening, I'm talking about the middle of the day, it has been unbelievably congested. So what solutions are available to us that we could maybe deliver sooner rather than later, Brian?
So short term, let's say before the end of the decade, a couple of the solutions will be to have more accident patrols on the M50, because when an accident happens, we know we have knock-on impacts and that can last for, you know, a large amount of time. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we could do. A second thing we could do is we could have bus-based park and ride. So look at where people are traveling into the city while we're waiting to build the rail, say, to Navan and the two Dart lines. put in bus-based parking, right? The other option, as I said, was something that they looked at over a decade ago, was to have multi-point tolling. Currently on the M50, only about less than 40% of people that use it actually pay for it on that toll. What a multi-point toll would do would be spread the love of the toll right across the M50, it would, in their modelling, it shows that it would reduce the amount of congestion on the M50. Then the final one is to have more incentives to work from home. This, what we're talking about now, would have happened back in 2020 or 2021 if the pandemic didn't happen, as the traffic grew on that motorway. So with more people working from home, that can also be something that could alleviate it. But I'd argue it's probably be a mixture of all of those things that we need to do in order to alleviate the congestion that's out there right now.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us with all of that. That is Professor Brian Caulfield, their professor in transportation, Centre for Transport Research in Trinity College in Dublin. Let us know what you think. I'm sure lots of you, if it is safe to do so, to text us, obviously, if you're on the roads, but I'm sure lots of you are on roads, not just the M50. You could be in the Galway Ring Road. You could be in lots of places down at the Drumkettle Interchange. You could be in many places, I'm sure, this morning, pulling your hair out. Let us know what you think about the idea that roads are not the solution. 087-1400-106 is the...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
WhatsApp.